MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Doc Wheatley sent me the voice message, so you want to hear it?
Okay.
For his worst movie. Okay.
Asked a hot, like, almost gothy-looking chick from screenwriting class out and to a movie, and we went and saw Role Models, and I started putting the moves on her, and every time I touched her, she would freeze up completely, like freaked out, freeze up, but I'd be like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then she would do it again and again, and I was like, okay, I just better stop fucking touching her. Jesus Christ. So after the movie, I'm like, are you okay? That was a little weird. And she goes, yeah, it's just that you remind me of my ex-boyfriend who beat the shit out of me.
Oh my
and I was
shit.
Like, oh, okay. Well, that's no good. And then I slugged her.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like, we get like, did we, my,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 to get in contact with the show. Today is June 1st, 2016. It is 7 or 9 p.m. in beautifully inbred Polk County. And I am joined, as always, with Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
John the Laser Centauri.
Pew, 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 pew.
Mersh is in the house.
What up?
And Joel Dutch Van Wingerden is running late.
Actually, can we take that back?
Yeah.
This is Mersh. Your boy.
That's okay. That's Mersh. Your boy, as he said.
Please tell me that's not a thing and you just made it
no,
up.
No, that's Workaholics. I can't.
Okay.
That's Adam from Workaholics. It's Sad Rock. Your boy.
All right. So, yeah.
I wish I could take that credit for that.
Hopefully Dutch will be coming in a little bit.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be
yeah,
super
it'd be nice
duper.
If somebody took their show seriously, but whatever, bro.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to. And
I guess some of us just live all, you know, we fucking high wheeling and dealing.
Anybody listening on Facebook now, click the link right above my head. Get into the main chat so you can see all the other cameras and everything that's going on.
Yeah, I posted it on Facebook and Twitter via my phone because the fucking guest computer they give me for Hippo Juice
bad.
Is the worst. It literally says Sean is the login.
It's bad.
To show you how terrible it is at everything.
Oh, nailed it. Okay, that's actually a pretty decent one compared to the old one. The old one was really bad.
Yeah, the other one was named Ryan.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody.
Oh, that one just got converted
to the show. I appreciate everyone that's listening via the new Facebook thing. We're going to have it set up so the More Like Radio thing also broadcast it by next week. I just realized that this camera's broken, so I have to get a new camera. But welcome. So, what do we want to talk about first?
I don't know. Can we talk about this? Can we talk about the fact that, I don't know, maybe this computer automatically logged into Marie's Facebook. So I'm going to be cool, call that out, and log out right now.
Good call.
But maybe we be more careful in the future.
Yeah, Marie. Because Marie was using that before I got to the desktop to run things.
Just throwing it out there. Like, I could do whatever I want right now. Yeah. Logging out. But, hey.
That's a gentleman right there. They say chivalry is dead.
Well, I'm also logged into my... it would be like fighting to delete my own posts as soon as
chivalry
they went out.
Chivalry me timbers.
By the way, Marie, it's Jeff Stevens' birthday.
Yeah,
if you
want to
get out, well, just let him know. Say happy birthday. Don't be a cunt.
Did I not say?
Well, if you'd said something, it wouldn't have been in your notifications. So I'm just throwing it out there.
I guess so.
Maybe I'm a better friend than you are, but just do that.
All right.
You should totally ask him to set up a double date with. Say happy birthday. We all should hang out.
I didn't mean to derail the opening, but it made so much joy to be like, oh, wow, I'm in Marie's Facebook right now. And you know what? I clicked log out 45 minutes ago. Just waiting on this Sean computer.
All right. Let's go ahead and play the first story. How about that? Why don't we do that? All right. This is a sexy story. So everyone get ready.
Okay.
Police teacher pregnant with 13-year-old student's child. So let's hear it.
School teacher near Houston is accused of having a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old student. And police say she became pregnant with the boy's child.
That recording is top notch.
By the way, this is on Yahoo, so it's not like I'm pulling it from nowhere.
She's also She's also accused of allegedly giving Mersh a boner.
Year-old student. Let me see if I could find a better version of this than the fucking garbage one.
Are you talking to yourself? Because you pulled that article.
Yeah, I know. I didn't play the video. I thought since it was Fox News, you didn't have to, but...
Well, you would be wrong. And in fact, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but I like to call it faux news.
Oh, because it's not really news.
Wait, what? Oh, is that what that word means? I'm just a terrible speller.
All right, here she is. Teacher on the run after 13-year-old allegedly gets her pregnant. A 24-year-old Texas middle school teacher is on the lam after being charged with sexual abuse for allegedly having an affair with a 13-year-old student who got her pregnant with a family's blessing. Here's the picture. Here's her picture for those.
She's pretty attractive.
She's very pretty.
Good for her. Is she giving birth to a lamb?
No, she's on the lam. L-A-M.
She's going to give birth
on the lamb.
She's having sex with a lamb? Child sheep.
I know that the first thing that everybody says is like, oh, what's it happen to me? But at this point, 13's a little young, right?
No. Me.
Seriously?
Me and James from the Elvis and Alfred show.
James and I.
When we were growing up together, we had a race because we were best friends. Like
The white race.
And he beat me to the virginity thing, which was around the 12, 13 age. And then I spent like 3 years trying to catch up. So, yeah, that's fine. At 13, I was I was ready to fuck whatever at 13 to beat James.
Hold on, because I have to watch a commercial now before the news story plays.
From that music, I thought Tommy Darmody was going to shoot me at the end of a very disappointing season 6.
It was not good ending. It was not. Boardwalk Empire was
Spoiler alert.
Was not that great.
Learning a lot more about a shocking story that we first broke today. A middle school teacher accused of having an ongoing sexual relationship with one of her students.
Is this Nancy Grace?
No.
By the way, shocking. I'm talking out of the corner of my mouth.
She looks like it. And the only
it's
one
a shocking thing with these children.
How many...
Marie,
what
does Greta Van Susteren think about this sex?
I don't like to do these kind of fluff pieces. I mean, seriously, we're having a debate between Trump and Hillary later this evening, and we're going to talk about this whore?
It's Marie's Greta Van Susteren is disgustingly good.
It's really good.
Like, it's fucking... disgustingly
it
good.
Is.
Thank you, Mersh.
Boy, just 13 years old.
No, but seriously, folks, how are we still shocked by this? This happens like once a week.
Thank you, Greta.
Well, let me ask you something. What's about the children? I want to know what's going on. Let's talk. Let's go live to Tot Mom.
Time she was allegedly pregnant with his child. Eyewitness News reporter Chauncey Glover is live at Stovall Middle School with what we know about this teacher.
I'm going to assume that Chauncey is a white guy.
90%.
Let's go live.
90% of those words sounded made up. Let's hear that again.
Today, a middle school teacher accused of having an ongoing sexual relationship with one of her students. That boy, just 13 years old, and at one time, she was allegedly pregnant with his child.
Let's talk about Casey Anthony. Let's talk about that. This is a tragedy. They're having sex with their children.
I tell you one thing that's not going to solve this problem. It's Bernie Sanders.
Okay, that's fine, Greta, but what about the children? Because I'm talking about people having sex with dead toddlers that they're burying and killing with baseball bats. Let's go to you.
I say we just let capitalism just sort it out, you know?
I don't know how that's...
I don't think that's the way to do it.
Privatize
Greta,
the schools.
But I'm asking you,
Greta. Let the children choose who they want to have sexual relations with.
First of all, what
with.
About the children, though? I'm talking about Casey Anthony, a.k.a.
It is
Top
a
Mom.
Moral responsibility for the parents to be monitoring these children and the teachers.
What about the dead children, Greta?
What
We're
about
talking
them?
About the dead ones.
What about
the ones
them?
In little child?
They're not taxpayers, what they not.
I'm talking about the really bangable 7-year-olds that are in child beauty pageants. What about the children?
You know what? This is just one of those first world problems, because in the third world countries, we don't have teachers banging the kids because really they're not even that attractive.
I blame personally 2 Chainz and the pot.
I'm going to have to agree there.
Marijuana is killing our children and giving them up to rape cults.
Okay, we're now on the same side.
When you call it the pot, you feel like you're both out of touch.
You're out of touch.
Side note, the pot,
best song by
I will Clinton. Have you know, I have a Hillary Clinton haircut, and I have debated 2 Chainz right here on this program.
I have never seen two people be...
Actually, I also have a Hillary haircut.
I've never seen two people be on the complete opposite side of an argument, yet at the same time, both be wrong. So this is actually wonderful to
but
see.
But we can all agree that at least 2 Chainz is dog shit, right? I mean, he hasn't come out with anything good since Riot or Viagra.
You know, if he invested his money, he would have been like 6 Chainz by now.
6 Chainz?
Or how about just Big Chain?
So we're agreeing right now that children out there are not protected enough, and that 2 Chainz should probably stick to EDM albums.
I mean, I would agree in the Second Amendment, so sure.
So I guess what was the story again about again? Potatoes?
I believe black people are ruining our children.
Today, a middle school teacher accused of having an ongoing sexual relationship with one of her students. That boy, just 13 years old, and at one time she was allegedly pregnant with his child. Eyewitness News reporter Chauncey Glover is...
You think she had an abortion?
I think this guy is half African-American and half white African-American.
It didn't have... Forget it.
Wait a minute. Can we go back and dissect that? He's half African-American, half white African-American?
I just don't want to get,
So he's half African-American, half South African-American. John, somebody please isolate that clip of him saying... I think he was half African, half white African American. Like, John looked like a South Carolinian presidential candidate just falling apart right now. Well, I meant white African with the white African. I'm not going to be president, am I?
I was just covered on my bases.
John's a guy going right now, I am not going to be congressman next quarter. Like, yeah! I just said black guy. I'm done.
All right.
What was his name is Chauncey Glover. Come on. He's got a membership to a country club, and he also shines my shoes.
Chauncey is a black guy named, too. I was actually thrown physically from a jazz club in Tampa, Florida, within the last year and a half by 4 guys, one of which was a black man named Chauncey. And that is absolutely, I'll put my hand on a Bible and swear to that.
I would have thought that was some sort of European nobility.
Chauncey?
Perhaps from Wales?
It was Chauncey, who was the floor guy at the Ybor City Jazz House. Yeah, I'm saying it. I'm naming names. What?
What are you
Sir
do?
Chauncey of Derbyshire.
And he was black.
Yes. Let's go hit the back 9 already.
He looked like if the Fat Albert you know, animation came to life.
Live at Stovall Middle School with what we know about this teacher, Chauncey.
Alone.
Oh, all right, all right.
Not even from that fucking. Can you please?
I'm backing up. Let's count.
Did I call it or did I call it?
Stop it. First off, there's a lot of things that are going on here.
Okay.
First off, Chauncey is an African American gentleman.
Can I just say something? One thing, Chauncey was not ready.
By the way, let's see how many Tom delays before they get to them. Okay, let's see.
Just news reporter Chauncey Glover is live at Stovall Middle School with what we know about this teacher, Chauncey.
One Tom delay.
Oh snap!
Two Tom delays.
This teacher is.
Two's not bad.
Still wanted. She's charged with aggravated.
Now is Donald Glover playing Chauncey Glover in this news report? Because that's what
whitest
it looks like.
Black eye ever.
Yeah, I think it's Danny Glover's stand-in.
Sexual assault on a child. I'm told detectives went to her home today, but she is nowhere to be found. In the meantime, everyone here at the school and in this community, they're talking about these scandalous allegations.
By the way, he sounds like the kind of black guy
that would
be
named that would be named Chauncey.
That I'd be friends with.
How many times are they going to say scandalous?
It does not sound or look like the Chauncey that removed me from, again, I say, the Ybor City Jazz House of Tampa, Florida.
We're in love and had sex on almost a daily basis, says court documents.
I just think the whole thing is insane. I mean, have chills.
I mean, I have never had sex on a daily basis.
How is that possible?
Nobody has ever had sex with me and the next day said, you know what? I want to have sex with her again. So this is obviously an outrageous story.
Just because of this. I mean, it's disgusting that teachers would even do something like this.
Parents sounding
and
off
not
tonight.
To me.
And not to me.
After hearing a teacher at their child's school is wanted for having an inappropriate relationship with a student.
I mean, you hear about it all the time.
Her name is Alexandria Vera.
Now,
okay. Why is Amy Schumer living in this small town doing this article?
The 5-year-old English teacher here at Stovall Middle School in Aldine, and according to court documents,
can I say something?
She's hot,
Jason Aldine.
I would give her the Mersh D right now.
She
I'm
is
not
hot.
A teacher, though, so fuck you.
Vera told police she was in love with one of her students who was just 13 years old. One student with permission from
back.
Her mom
I
said,
"Yeah, no, no, she would get the Mersh D later."
Right.
Obviously, all the other clearly. Students would often talk about Miss Vera's suspicious relationship with the boy.
He, like, grabbed her butt or whatever, and everybody saw it, and then they was talking about it.
The document stated all...
Wait, that was the teacher?
That woman you saw was the teacher.
Why is she... Dude, she could...
Wow.
She's hot, right?
Yeah! Wow!
Started when the boy would flirt with the teacher. Police say that flirting turned to sex after the teacher gave the student her number.
Like, one of his pickup lines was like, hey, you want some cum with those fries? He wasn't good at pickup lines, is what I'm saying.
And you know what? I know it's the hack thing to be like, where were these teachers when I was growing up? No, but seriously, like, where were they when I was growing up?
Yeah.
Because even the cool motherfuckers that I still stay in touch with, like the bad, like the guys that had fucking abs and looked like,
right,
like looked like Heath Ledger, like in junior high, middle
dead?
School.
Dead.
Not, I mean, like good Heath Ledger.
Joker?
Well, before that, even like
10 things I hate about you.
I hate about you.
I got it.
Maybe.
A Knight's Tale?
Knight's Tale.
He looked like Knight's Tale.
But there were these guys that growing up, like you go to them and go, like Donnie Wahl was one of those guys growing up. Or like there's certain guys who grow up and we're like, dude, you were the fucking shit. Or like Mike Williams and Patrick Medford was one of those guys. You'd be like, Mike, you didn't fuck. And he's like, no, like that wasn't a thing. Like Mike Williams, Patrick Medford High School was a fucking goddamn stud. He was our John
right.
Cena. If a teacher was going to fucking suck a dick of a child, it would have been John Williams. And John was the, like, I'm sorry, John, Mike Williams was a guy that you'd look at him and go, yeah, he's not even a kid.
Right.
Like, nobody would, like, he's literally a fucking stud. And now he's, like, the coach there now. He's probably, but then again, it's probably like an Illuminati cult thing.
Right.
Like, he keeps his mouth shut. Now he's the football coach there, and he gets to bang kids, and nobody says anything. Allegedly.
Yeah.
On Instagram, she told detectives.
You could read more about it on InfoWars.
She was just reaching out because the teen had not been to class. The report also states Vera met
class.
The boy's family at open house.
Oh, my God,
house.
That sounds like every other kid ever. It sounds so suspicious.
the teacher. Police say that flirting turned to sex after the teacher gave the student her number on Instagram. She told detectives she was just reaching out because the teen had not been to class.
Wow. She's really hot.
The report also states Vera met the boy's
family. You haven't
been
to class lately. I was just, you're all right, right? You want a scissor? Rub these boxes like, I feel like together.
Oh, no. The student was a boy, I believe, wasn't it? The student.
Oh, no, I honestly keep forgetting that that's the fucking,
yep.
Not the student.
That's
the, because the teacher's so hot. I keep looking at the girl and going, that was a student.
You know, Royce,
but that's the teacher.
We keep on bringing up these stories and everything, and all these girls are, all these teachers are really hot. But the question is like, what kind of shitty dates are they going on with like grown adults their age that they have to resort to 13-year-olds?
I would say, John, the answer to that is the same ones you and I go on a regular basis, yeah. And go. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
You know what?
I don't this go is on regular day basis dates.
The difference between you and me and these fucking hot teachers that are around high school kids all day is that you and I don't work in a school all day. Like, you and I are on a constant.
But again, 13, the boy is 13. Don't you? What? How old is this bitch again? 20... something?
She has to be like 25, 26.
At least.
13's a little young. You know
yeah,
what
I get
mean?
That, but I'm just saying, in, to put it in
twice
perspective.
Twice the age.
John's saying, well, what is this girl going through? The same shit that you and I are going through on a regular basis. And you're just beaten down and you give up and you're like, what the fuck? And then you go to school, your job is just like, wow, this is really hot people around.
And they all respect me.
So you're at home when I'm just putting it into perspective. Now, keep in mind, I work in the strip club business. There's a constant temptation to always like just throw a net out there and be like, whatevs. And I know I can get these girls to just do shit. I'm just so old now that I don't care anymore. But there was a time.
You're not that old. You're not
bro,
old
I'm
enough.
Older than you.
No, but I'm old enough to. I've done really like disgusting, deplorable shit. By the time I even met you guys, I'd already just done things that were gross.
Like get married? Gross.
That's yeah, that too. But yeah, no, and now, but you get to that point where you're all right. People just are disgusting, and you're around people that suck all the time. And then maybe there's a hot like. I'm not saying 13. 13's extreme. But if there's somebody in your...
Not in the Bible. In the Bible, 13 is an old maid.
Thank you, Pastor Royce. We really appreciate that because you're totally the sensible argument that we want to make.
At open house and even went back to the boy's home, introduced as his girlfriend.
Delicious.
So she introduced him as his girlfriend, but the parents didn't realize, hey, why does your 13-year-old girlfriend have double D breast?
Yeah, why is she fucking dope? Why is nobody else's fucking teenage date dope? Your teenage date is fucking dope.
Investigators, the boy.
Yeah, they're gonna go see Transformers. You're gonna go to Capitol Grill. What's happening? You're 13.
His family was
going on 14.
Why does your fucking teenage girlfriend have a fucking gold card?
Seriously.
Out because the teen had not been to class. The report also states Vera met the boy's family at open house and even went back to the boy's home, introduced as his girlfriend. And according to investigators, the boy's family was accepting of the relationship.
I don't know why I keep ending all my sentences like this. It's really weird.
And even invited the teacher to family
events. It's almost like I was taught by a homogenized media.
Now, according to the report, Vera told detectives the boy would sleep at her house, they would have sex, and then she'd drive him back home in the morning so he could catch the bus for school. The document also...
I'll tell you what he caught. The feelings.
Also states Vera even admitted the 13-year-old got her pregnant, and the boy's family was excited about the baby.
Why am I still saying everything ridiculous?
But 13...
Yeah, it's hot.
How many
I
more of
it.
These stories are going to come out, by the way, where...
Oh, my God! Oh!
Was it too loud?
No, you're just here. That's all.
Oh,
no,
my God. Dutch is here, guys.
Yeah,
came out of the rafters. Oh, my God.
You didn't hear him giggling?
That man has a family. What's up, Dutch?
What's up, Dutch?
I feel like, you know, like when you walk in a room and you know everybody's been talking shit about you?
No, it's not like, even that. It's fine.
Hold on. I want to be part of it, too.
Nobody was talking shit about you, crazy.
That's
person.
The feeling I get. I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying that's how I feel.
We have a thing at work where every time someone's late to a meeting, we always clap for that person walking in late. It's always
that's
funny.
It's kind of annoying.
It's always funny.
Yeah, I had to take dude to the vet, and it was like an hour and a half wait for some reason. So,
oh, dude had to go to the vet.
How's dude?
Yes.
Is he doing okay?
He's doing great. He's running around like a regular asshole husky puppy.
Is he full retard?
He's pretty stupid.
Half retard?
He's half retarded.
Okay.
Oh, just like his parents. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the report, the teacher had an abortion after CPS came to the school and questioned her and the student.
That's Child Protective Services for those of you outside of Florida.
Yeah, for those who don't know.
It's DCF inside of Florida. Child Protective, Department of Children and Families
in Florida.
Child Protective Services.
Yeah, they. Of Florida. They, I mean, is it that bad? You think? I don't think that if the family was excited, I mean, really, did you do anything wrong?
I'm sorry. That was my point I was going to make when I first chimed in. Is that like how many more of these stories are we going to see where no one cares? Everybody's like, oh, whatever.
I don't think there's any like looking back when me and James with Sally, James from Elvis and Alfred, are they still in the network?
Yeah, they're still in the air.
Elvis and Alfred right here on More Like Radio. There you go. But James was my best friend growing up, and he
beat me to the punch, so to speak, in the fight for losing our virginity. And then it took me a long time to catch up. And then I think I probably definitely destroyed him at this point, as far as numbers. But
what really matters more in the long term, is it numbers or is it quality? Like, if you're going to do a Hall of Fame of sex, all right, that's a good topic. If you're going to do a Hall of Fame of sex. Like, let's say, and this applies to everybody here, so let's go everybody. Is it, would you go somebody like, let's say, a Tom Brady, who's been consistently with a fucking hot chick for so long? Does that count more than a dude like John Mayer, who's just banging a bunch of hot chicks?
I definitely have the numbers.
Yeah.
Wait, are you saying that she's worth more than one girl?
Right. What I'm saying is like quality versus quantity.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. Like,
do you think, maybe Tom Brady has had sex with less women, but he's probably would be in the Hall of Fame of sex, would be higher than, like, let's say, Kid Rock, who's probably had a lot of sex with a lot of women that would sleep with kids.
Yeah, a lot of sevens.
Yeah, but we got to come up with a system of how to rank everybody. Like, if you're going to be fair about it, like, let's say you're going to do quality versus quantity guy.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to take a sampling group.
Right, so I guess
a certain amount of guys. So like,
you have to give a value to every girl,
because
right?
Because for me, I've got fucking quantity,
right?
Without a doubt, I have some fucking monsters mixed in there.
Okay, out of ten, if you were to add up in your head.
But again, if you're gonna put me against, all right, let's say quality versus quantity. Yeah. Cool, put me against a quality guy.
Now,
are we still going to take the top five
out of 10? Of our group? Okay, here's what we're doing.
Wait. I got a mathematical system.
So do I.
Here we go. Thank you.
Okay. So it has to be quantity, but it has to be quantity of quality women. And so if you just take sex as one instance, and you have to have, like, say, an 8 or above. Like, I've had sex with an 8 or above person.
I'm going to make this easier.
If you're married, you can still count every time you had sex with that 8 or above person.
Because then you're not working. No way. Bullshit. Let me finish.
But you didn't let me finish. But you get incremental points for each individual. Like, so, like, if you... Okay, you had sex with an 8 or above, but then it was unique each time. You get like a percentage higher.
I'm walking out right now in this thing.
Here's what we're saying. Okay, let me give my thought. What we do is, Mersh, let's say if you were to spitball it in your head, out of all women you've had sex with, and you had to average out at 1 through 10, what would that average be in terms of hotness?
Now keep in mind.
Okay, see that worries me. That what he just did worries me. It really worries me.
Sure. You're asking for an average score. What I'm saying is, keep in mind that there probably are, like, all right, I've banged some girls that are like outrageous, like girls where if I went right now, like we could go out to an event and I'd go, yeah, I used to fuck that girl. Like I dated her.
Right.
Like Dutch, Royce, John, everybody in the room would go, no, the fuck you did. Like, I'd have to have that girl come in and go, yeah, we dated.
Right.
Like, they would come and back up the story. But, I've had girls at that level where everybody in this family of MLR people would go, no, you fucking didn't. And they would come back it up, and you'd go,
wow.
But
we get that, but, like, every baseball player, you can jack it out of the park, but every time you strike out, it lowers your average.
So are they average? So that's my point. I have fucked some.
Shane, like, Shane in the chat room says, keep in mind, Mersh 2016. Is that your catchphrase?
By the way, if that's Shane, if that's the Shane I think it is, Shane, do you remember, fuck, what's her name? Wanda, I think it was.
Sykes? She's
no.
A lesbian.
It was Wanda or something, some Mexican girl. He know Rhonda, Wanda, he will know this from that. No, may shame I wasn't. She worked at Convergence with us and banged that dude, Peter. What? Hi. Sorry.
How do you account for the Tom Brady's of the world who have taken somebody like a Victoria's Secret model off the market, who's probably having sex with her constantly, and knowing that there are some people who've married hot bombshells that are not having sex with them? For example, Hugh Hefner, who can't have sex anymore because he's so fucking old.
Can I validate? I'm going to just immediately validate what Marie's saying. That should be counted for. But guys at that level are not competing in stupid contests like this.
Yeah, that's
so correct. Can we take
if we're doing
the Tom Brady's of the world out? We're just talking about guys like me versus, you know.
No, if we're doing a sex hall of fame, everyone has to be included. It has to be fair.
If we're going to do the average thing, I will be honest and say my overall average is about a 6, maybe a 6.5.
All right. That's being honest.
That's fair. That's fair.
If I'm being honest, yeah.
If I'm being in the spirit of what Dutch is saying, and in being fair here, I'm going to put myself under Dutch because I'm being fair.
Okay.
Because Dutch and I are very... I'm going to put it this way. Dutch and I are the same person.
We are. It's weird. But
Dutch is just better looking and better at stuff.
And you're funnier than
I am. So I'll say that... I should be way lower than I should be below Dutch.
Right.
I come just under, I put myself, the averages are like at the 5.7 range because, yeah, I know Dutch has done better because look at him and listen to him. He's great.
No, but what ruins my average
I've managed my way out of the gutter and just kind of pulled some numbers with girls. Like I've pulled out those girls where you're like, really? She's leaving you tonight? And you're like, just shut up and play along. Just please play along.
Opposite for me, though, like what's really ruined my average was those couple of twos and threes that I did. So,
See, I've done really plummeted
any of the eights or nines I've had.
I think I've done numbers.
The one that I had last year, that brought my average from a 7 to my average now is like a 5.
I'm gonna even go so far as to say I think that I may have banged more hot chicks.
How you feeling?
Than Dutch has.
Probably.
But I have thrown so much shit at the wall to make it stick. Like, you know what I mean? And I think also Dutch has the factor of Dutch has been in relationships and tried to make them work more than I have. So he's been out of the game for certain periods. But I will say, as far as real, like girls that you would look in a picture and go, God damn, I probably pulled more girls like that than Dutch. But they've also the ones that like have felonies and have murdered people and are probably just really genuinely fucking scary
question,
people.
Mersh.
Some of them are probably dead now. Like Dutch doesn't have all those weird
With your overall number, how many of them were repeat offenders as far as having sex with them multiple times, and how, you know, like, because the majority of mine, I only had a handful of one night stands. The majority of mine, I've had at the very least 2 to 3 times more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had more in the one night stand department, but I also have like the having toured as a comedian. Having like I'm in this town, I'm never coming back here again. Like,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, comics. That's a whole nother scaling system there.
Yeah, and like even after like my mom moved away when I was like 16 and like left me on my own in New York, so I was already like an adult trying to work full time and like doing all that. So like I would go like upstate New York and go to a Dave Matthews show and like fuck like a bunch of girls, just go nuts and be like, I don't know who you are, and just leave. I might have kids upstate New York, to be honest. So there's like that whole factor where I just went fucking buck nutty and just was, I lived like a goddamn drifter. And yes, like I literally fucked people I've fucked chicks for drugs that were drug
deals. They like, wouldn't give you drugs unless you fucked them?
Well, it wasn't even so much that. It was just more of a like now I kind of understand how females get victimized in this game. Like it's not there's no like an outright, give me this and I'll suck my dick. I'm giving you, like, it's not like that. You just kind of know what the deal is.
Right.
Well, what about for averages?
I know you guys are doing like male averages and females haven't been accounted for.
Yeah.
But I actually would like to say
I bring her average down, by the way.
I would actually like to say
by the way, Joy, if you're listening, you brought my average down.
I would like to just ask, if we're talking about sexual encounters, do male on male encounters bring your average down or up, and do female on female averages bring your averages up or down?
Oh, that's silly question.
Is there a grading scale on that term?
Female on female brings the female's average up. Male on male, I mean, that's you're gay.
No, you're gonna be bi, I guess.
Well, that's what I mean. But is that good or bad? Because some people would say that that's great.
Well, the general consensus of any American straight male that you talk to will say. Yeah, the girl.
I think it brings it up. It brings it up. It has to.
Yeah, has to bring that up.
Yeah, but then you have to forget this. Don't even judge it on. Forget even judging it on gender from women. Also, then how hot was the girl? Because that would also doesn't that also increase? Well, you know what I mean? Dutch? Like,
well, yeah. My question was okay. Say for example, if it was a girl on girl, do you get bonus points because it's more difficult to have a homosexual relationship, or do you just grade the girl as a girl?
I think you get. I think bonus points because there's a degree of there's a harder degree of difficulty. Does that make sense?
The same would the same go for men? Just like do a bonus point for
no, because for men it goes down. Not because being gay is bad. Not because being gay is bad, but being gay
difficult.
But being gay is easy.
Yeah, being gay is so easy. Dude,
look at me. Look at me. I'm a 9 in gay circles. Bears. Yes, I'm a bear. So there's gay men that love me.
If I were gay,
I would bring a gay man's average up.
If I were gay and Channing Tatum were gay, there's a very good chance in the right circumstance that I could suck his dick.
Would you
I would have that story.
Would you just have to count the gay experience to be a gay rating scale?
No.
Because like, if you had a gay experience,
I think it's difficult.
Would you rate yourself higher being
what do you mean
in the
if?
Gay?
Yeah. First off,
I mean a male on male. If you had a male on male, if you had a male on male sexual experience,
I get what you mean. By
you
gay.
Being a bear, would your rating scale go up higher because bears are so wanted?
It all depends on the audience. It depends on the audience. If this conversation was with gay men, then it would probably bring it up. But if it's with straight men, it'll bring it down. Am I correct, guys?
What we're saying is, Royce, if you had passed your initiation into Moxie.
I mean, if it was guy on guy, I mean, if it was guy on guy, I mean, whether or not if he happens to be like, you know, like Channing Tatum status, I mean, yeah, it would bring your average up, but then it would just make you gay.
Okay, you know what? Honestly, I get where John's coming from.
Like,
that's a good point.
I don't think it's worth it for me to bring my average up. Just
yeah,
to,
I don't.
Like,
I don't need to bump my 6.5 up to a 7.
But we're
badly.
Not talking about trying to have gay
okay,
sex
hold
to
on,
bump
stop,
up your
stop.
Average. We're talking about if you had one of those experiences, how do you rate it?
That being said, John.
However,
what was your number again?
I'm sorry.
What was your number?
Your average.
In total, it's a 5.
Really?
You know what? I gotta say
like I
this.
Said, the last one that I was brought my average down.
Wow! Can I say this? Yeah. By the way, me, John, and Dutch are three guys that are hyper competitive with each other.
Yes.
We always have been.
And but I'm not trying to one in it.
But I've never seen
everybody's one down in each other.
I've never seen. That's what I mean. Like three guys that are actually being honest.
Because they're honest. I think that's
like,
cool, though.
You know what, bro? Like three guys that are always trying to compete. Me, John, and Dutch are like, cool. No, I got to be honest. Like if we're being honest,
I'd say John is tied with me.
If it's a hot tranny. Then I mean that.
Oh
then,
my God! The variable.
That's
what about the tranny? Wait, was Joe
hard
tranny?
To come by?
No, they're not. But that's a good point though. Like if you let's say you hook up with a Bailey J, for example,
or even the one that Aunt Kumi
is
banging.
Or like a Sue Lightning.
Yeah, that like, chick. I will bang the chick that Aunt was banging.
It's not about if you
right
would.
Now.
It's what is the rating scale?
It goes up.
It goes up.
That goes up.
It's harder
up
to do.
Of the tits?
Sue Lightning's not Bailey J.
No, I'm talking Bailey J.
Sue
Lightning's not bad either. Don't. Listen, I've seen some clips of Sue Lightning on Chatterbait. Let's not rule out Sue Lightning.
I got
just throwing it out there.
Sue Lightning, I don't think.
All right, so Marie, what's your number?
Sue Lightning could get it.
I mean, I don't even know how to average out, but let's just say 7.
All right.
She does kind of look like... Okay. That's a tranny?
I love Dutch, by the way. Dutch, by the way, I hope that there's never a day where we just get like super famous and there's unlimited funding and me and Dutch are alone somewhere.
Yeah, you'll die.
Like, don't ever be like, cool, hey, you guys are rich and famous. Dutch and Mersh are just in a city together. It would end really horribly. It's just two guys with unlimited money going, she looks pretty good. Like, let's do that. We'll just smoke a bunch of meth. It's fine. Figure it out tomorrow. Okay, are you looking up the one that we're, No, I'm talking about Dutch. Dutch is looking up the one that, the more obscure one that we mentioned.
No, I didn't mean, I'm sorry. I'm just still looking at this girl. What? I'm sorry. I went into a training hole.
Anytime listeners go, what's the deal with you and Dutch? Do you guys really not get along? I'm like, are you kidding me? We're more alike than people don't. I'm like, the reason we don't get along is because we're the same.
Mitch says, my average is like a 4 and Sherry brings that way up. And that's fair because we knew Mitch before Sherry, or as I like to call it, BS. And BS Mitch would absolutely, number one, have to pay for it. Number two, was usually a catfish that just wanted free Netflix.
Yep.
So that does bring it up.
Hmm. I still think, like, Sherry is just some, like, weird, like, holographic, like, software platform that Mitch built. She's not real.
By the way, I've
physically shaken hands with her. She's lovely. I still don't think she's a real thing.
I think mine would be about 6. I would say 6. That would be a fair assessment.
Yeah, but if we're going to be fair, while all of us have been dragging our averages far down over the last few years as we've aged, he's been banging the same hottest chick he ever landed ever.
It's a good point.
So you know what I mean? Like, Royce's average was 4, and he settled down with Marie and just
brought it up.
He only brought up the average by how many times he's banged Marie. That it's now a 6. So let's be fair. Guys like me and John and Dutch, we're going to die alone. We're slowly dragging our averages down.
I'm not dying alone.
Jules Kelsey.
Yeah, okay, cool. You guys look like on camera.
I'm probably going to die unhappy, but I'm not dying alone.
Fucking, I love Dutch. So honest. He's honest. He knows that eventually he's going to get lazy.
I'm going to want to push her head into every piece of drywall I see at some point. I know, but I'm just going to stick it out because I think I got a good one. So, because that's what men do. We do what we don't want to do.
It's just amazing.
Like, that was just
like
good.
Like, and just like that, Mitch's average will sequentially get higher as he, you know, seals the deal with Sherry next year.
Yeah, but Mitch was getting hotter, though, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Sherry's getting more and more shape.
She's getting more and more in shape, and he's going to be marrying her, so his average is going to be getting better.
I can't wait till she gets super hot and leaves him.
You and I both, because the murder-suicide is going to be fantastic for the ratings for the show. I can't even imagine.
It's super hot and leave.
Yeah. Fuck, then I'll know Gray State was a conspiracy if there's 2 murder-suicides linked to it. Then I know.
Gray State. Gray State.
That made me wince for a second there.
Then I'll know.
Man, you know me. That made
then
me
I'll
wince.
Know.
At least no kids are involved this time.
He's probably wincing right there with you.
You know what? Fuck him. Because fuck Mitch. Here's why. Because like 5
poor
months
Mitch.
Ago,
Mitch, call it and defend yourself.
Because 5 months ago, my dumb sister, who's just a dumb idiot and always says dumb idiot things, was posting one of her dumb idiot conspiracy things. And Mitch tagged me and wrote, I wish your sister had married my friend. And I was like, wow. And so, but first funny. Of all, so do I. Okay. Number one. And number two, thank God you're still awesome, funny Mitch. That was like, wow. Okay. You're still Mitch.
Oh,
holy
fuck.
Shit.
What made me feel better about that day when he first like told the story about that whole thing was him going, like, I get a free pass. Like, it was like the first thing he said from here on out, I get a free pass.
Mitch wants to know if we're still doing Line of the Nights.
It's Line of the Century. Dude, you saying, I wish your sister had married my friend.
It's,
like,
it's beautiful.
God damn it, so do I, brother.
Mitch is like, did I say that? And that's the point. I guarantee he legitimately doesn't remember even doing it.
It was just one of those moments. She was posting like, oh, God, 9/11 was Jews and blacks. And he was like, God, I wish your sister married my friend. I'm like, yeah, I know. It would have been a better world. thing for all of us. It just, oh God.
Jesus Christ. I love that shit. I like making myself cringe sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, man. I have to say this. There's a guy, Doug Helderman, who is a comedian from New York that I know, and his wife passed away, Kelly, probably a couple weeks ago. And he's been devastated over it.
That sucks.
It's been a couple weeks, and he's been really fucked up. And he and I have been very back and forth because there's MJ, the MJ situation, which MJ Mandalay.
He's a friend of ours. And
knows MJ. MJ's getting sick and passing away. So there's a lot of passing away going on lately, and we've all been staying in touch.
Right.
But when Doug told me about, you know, like, yeah, my wife died, and he's been posting about it. And, like, I waited, like, probably 8 days, and then I finally posted, hey, is it too early to make jokes about Obamacare to at Doug Hildman? And, like, I tagged him in it and made it on his wall. And he wrote to me and was like, that's the funniest shit ever. It's the first time I've really laughed hard. But, like, not a single coward New York comic would like that status.
And really?
Everybody's all secretly like, what a fucking dick. And, like, I will
You gotta wait for the other person to see, like, how are they, they think it's funny.
I will have all of you faggots that have been secretly talking to each other about me know that Doug thought it was funny from day one. I wrote to him before I posted it. So you're all a bunch of fucking dishonest assholes. None of you can make Doug Hildeman's wife's dead jokes ever now.
We need more.
Because you didn't do it in time. Fuck you.
Fuck how you. Long would it take if, let's just say, God forbid, anybody who's on the show right now just died? Like, how long would it take before one of us are making jokes about it?
There's, well, to us, to each other, or the listeners, because there's a certain hierarchy of listeners, too. Like, there's certain listeners where I'd go, man, fuck you, certain Twitter account I don't know. Like, James J. from Long Island goes, like, oh, your fat Cuban friend's dead? Ugh, fuck him. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say,
all right,
like,
you know what, you get away with it. You've been around.
You can't make fun of them before we, you know what I mean? Yeah, because we're the group. If listeners made some sort of dead guy joke.
Yeah.
Like, if, like, you died, right? Exactly, yeah, but like you were just saying.
I mean, like, you know, if I die, the jokes are coming right away, because my listeners are the fucking pieces. Like, they're the worst human beings. They're the ones that are like, oh, is it too late? Like, dude, he just got shot.
I was gonna make your funeral a bringer.
Yeah.
Where people had to pay to do 10 minutes in front of your casket.
Yeah, funerals are expensive, man.
Great. Evan Weiss will still be showing up for that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm hosting, everybody. Please sit down. Everybody listen, please. We're gonna have Beef Wellington come in because comedy characters, fucking character comedy is still red hot. We're going to have guys doing characters in their fucking grown men.
Is he still Jewish?
I don't know. I guess everybody on Long Island is not doing characters. That's the thing.
Oh, God.
Everybody's given up.
I know Royce has said it, but I agree with him, and I would hope for the same. We wouldn't want our funerals to be serious. We would want to play really silly music at our own funerals. Like, we've discussed it. He said, I wanted my funeral Call Me Al to be played because no one can be sad with that song.
That's my pick.
Call Me Al.
Paul Simon.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
And I'll be honest, I don't care which Lopez brother dies first, but between Royce and Ryan, whichever one dies, the next one's going to just go to their funeral and go, well, I guess I was the one who was right.
sounds about right.
I guess I was right, right? Because, I mean, I'm still here. This is not.
This is for my funeral.
On repeat.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't stop. But no, I don't want my thing to be sad. Like, I want people to be joking about it as a form of relief and release.
Listen, Marie, wait. What you're saying is that your wish is for the day you die for everybody not to be sad. Well, I've got good news.
Here's the thing is, I hear that a lot from people, but I think that's kind of selfish on a person's part. Like, I want everybody to have a good time. Don't be sad about me. Well,
I didn't say good time.
How deeply someone misses somebody.
I didn't say have a good time. I just mean?
Like, that's kind of a dickhead thing to you're trying to put. They're grieving over you, and you are forcing this.
No.
But by the way, I want to point out that Dutch is Dutch is the only guy I know that would go, oh, you're the one who's dying right now. You know what? How dare you fucking tell me how to mourn you, the guy who's dead?
Exactly.
Piece of shit. Yeah, fuck you had to tell me the day we're honoring you.
All I know is before I die, I want to slow dance with Antonio Banderas because that seems like a really fun thing to do since Philadelphia. After that, do whatever you want.
Is anyone else bothered by the fact that Dutch just brought up the fact that no matter who dies in his life, your funeral's about him?
Oh, I know.
Like, basically.
Like life.
Fuck you. How dare you tell me how to mourn? You're the one who's dead.
Don't tell me how to mourn.
Yeah, you're the one who couldn't even live, right?
You can feel sad
I'm
all you
want. The one who's still living in this shit world. You get to go be nothing.
You can feel sad all you want, but this music is going to be playing on repeat, and you can grieve however you want to grieve, sir. You can be crying your eyes out to this, but this is in his last will and testament that this song be played, and I will honor his
go
wishes.
Ahead. Try to cry to this song. You can't.
I can't cry on cue. I'm sorry. I'm
actually, I can cry to it, but only because I was molested by my youth pastor.
Really?
To this song.
I get cried to it because I was molested while watching a Vacation movie and Chevy Chase is in the video.
I was molested while watching the movies Flesh and Flesh 2.
But here's the problem. I was molested during a Vacation movie, but the sad news is it was Vegas Vacation, so I should have known better to stop it. A man walks down
the street. He says, why am I short? That's why I can't watch any movies now that have what's his face in it.
Chevy Chase?
But it's not about Dutch, it's not about forcing humor or levity. It's about being honest and saying you guys are allowed to be honest about your feelings and what goes on in your head, just like right. We're honest and with each other now.
Like I would be crying my eyes out if either anybody on the show died.
Yeah, but the moment like, you think of something funny,
everybody. We do have our own red shirts.
Yeah.
The moment you think of something funny, sick, or twisted, don't bury it down because you think it's inappropriate. That's the thing that we've been working 10 years on is to say the inappropriate things openly.
If we're being totally honest, though, like, I like Rorschach, but he hasn't been around super long enough yet. Like, we could kill him off.
Well, I meant anybody.
And our original audience wouldn't be devastated.
Show. Fuck the rest of the shows. I don't care about them. Yeah. I'm talking about this show.
That's fair.
That's fair. All right, let me squeeze.
By the way, I brought up that stupid call center, and I said Shane's name in the beginning of the show, and now he's writing to me, trying to think of all these people in that awful time of our lives.
All right, let's go ahead and let's move one more story before we go to break.
Okay.
It says here, Florida man strangled roommate to...
Everyone from Florida
you know, let him get through the... Oh, my God.
Everyone thanks, that goes out to my mom. She slapped me because of the way I got
I punched her in the face. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Florida man strangled roommate to death at hospital over alleged groping incident, police say. A man accused
people
of killing...
People still grope?
Yeah.
You don't grope?
Then I grope
really.
Myself every day.
No,
well, I grope my girlfriend, but like... I
well, you
never...
should. She has big old titties.
Dude, it's huge.
Big old...
It was how quickly he was like, oh, yeah.
Have you seen my girlfriend's tits?
Without hesitation, I've met her in person.
Oh, no, but she got,
but it was just,
she got implants.
After. Oh, did she? No, it was
she
just.
She got after that.
But it was funny the way he, without hesitation, she was like, yeah, I've seen your girl. He was like, oh, yeah. She's like, he didn't even wait for her to finish the sentence before he was like, yeah, they're big. Great.
Florida man strangled roommate to death at hospital over alleged groping incident.
Black Florida man.
Jesus. A man accused of killing his roommate at Miami Beach Hospital is behind
Black
bars.
Black man.
News agencies report 23-year-old Andre Brown.
3,000.
Andre 3,000 Brown.
More like
I baby don't mess around.
Was arrested Sunday and charged with second-degree murder and the death
I hope
of
that's how local news... anchors actually start announcing the news or they're afraid to describe how the person looks just in case
start talking on the side of their
Florida
mouth.
A man who was
yeah police say Ortega was found lying on the bathroom
Ortega,
floor
who is you know
what he shared with Brown at Mount Sinai Medical Center on Saturday. He was bleeding from his head in an arrest report.
The guy was 55. Okay.
Yep. In an arrest report, police say Brown told authorities he stuck Ortega numerous times in self-defense after Ortega tried to touch his private areas, the report saying. Then he choked Ortega. Hospital spokeswoman Jonah Palmer said the neighborhood was a little Martin Luther-y, but the hospital psychiatrist, health unit.
It's just
Jonah Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
never ends.
What? It's unclear whether Brown was an attorney, but
probably not.
Probably not. Brown does not look like an attorney. Brown looks like an old University of Miami running back.
So they were at a hospital.
He actually is Ricky Williams, I think.
Okay.
So this old guy tried to like grab this thug's dick and the thug just beat the shit out of him and the guy died.
Yeah.
Well, dude, don't grab his dick.
Well, he knows. I mean, he can't, you know.
Ortega.
There's no backsies. He's dead.
I don't know, Dutch. Chips, but what are you doing?
I feel there should be.
He knows that now.
He has a look on his face where he's basically saying, like, I tried to tell that nigga not to touch my dick.
Like, do you not see what I look like?
I tried to be very clear about my dick touching policies regarding my dick and who touches it. Dude, he was unclear as to those policies.
I don't care how long, as a gay man, you've gone without some dick. You don't try that one when he's just like, what the fuck you doing, man? Like, he's looks like a guy who beat the shit out of somebody to death.
Yeah, and maybe gay guys like a challenge.
About that. It's like an extreme sport.
What if there,
it's like raping black girls that play, you know, field hockey and basketball.
But what if there was a bumblebee on his pants?
But
what if there was a bumblebee on his pants?
Okay.
What if he's like, no, sir, I'm not trying to touch your penis, but there's a bumblebee on your pants.
Is that like the equivalent of a bee in your bonnet, but with your penis?
Right, right. You have a wasp on your wiener, I believe is a correct term.
I guess a wasp in your wiener.
Yeah, you have a wasp.
It's just like a bee in your bonnet.
A bee in your bonnet, a wasp on your wiener.
Could we coin that phrase right now?
Looks like Mersh has a wasp on his wiener today.
Somebody got a wasp on his wiener.
I was going to say, first of all, I was going to about to make fun of you of like, nobody said the phrase being upon it since like World War II. Cool.
Can I request
you know now? Nobody's saying it so now either. It. They're saying wasp on your wiener.
Apparently so.
Can I request one thing before we go to break, Mersh? Can I get some Jay Leno reading the news just to go into break? I would really appreciate it.
Can we have him read the next news story?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Jay Leno's going to read the next news story.
Go long
I'll tell you what,
that.
Not even the next news story, because you guys have show prep. Yeah. Let me just pull up Google News.
Okay, let's do that.
Read
okay.
The headlines.
All right. When we come back from break, Marie, let's go, because I got to make a big pee-pee.
Okay.
See you second hour.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Miss your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, boys and girls, do you like movies? Do you like talking about movies and giving your opinion about every little thing that makes you mad and happy and excited and pissed off? Well, Chris Whiten?
Yes, sir.
I like talking about movies, and I like talking about movies with you. Listen to the Untitled Movie Podcast exclusively on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday. It's 9 o'clock. What you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, more like radio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one,
the old promo,
it has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to
edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like, you know, $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing? You're exercising?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. All right, let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poos Poos.
It's,
right?
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
And so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
original... Yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
I don't... I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed off.
My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
So Pat, you always been a seaman?
And by that I mean a sailor, not, you know, sperm.
No, I got you. I haven't, but you know, since the virus hit, I said, Pat, what better excuse to buy a boat?
So then you just came out here, huh?
Oh, hightailed it. Yeah, kept my distance, listened to the news, till there wasn't no more news to listen to.
So you've been out here the whole time, huh?
I go in and get what I need, grab essentials, burn rubber back here to this little lady. These knots,
I get it.
Play my cards right. That virus hasn't taken me down yet.
Maybe you're immune.
Nobody's immune, Mike. You know, sometimes I'll anchor offshore at night. Big cities, Miami, New York, New Orleans. Not one light. Pitch black. Pitch black. So a black hole is actually not black?
Well, you know, the accepted term now is African-American hole. No, they're not technically black. No, it's actually the absence of color.
Well, then why don't they call it an absence of color hole?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, well, soup's on.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in, 954-573-2087.
Dick Kerbit!
80.
Dick Kerbit!
2780.
By the way, I'm sorry, you just reminded me when Sherry botched that one word and we all just attacked her. I listened to that
bad.
Like three times.
It was bad.
It's very funny. Listen to Dutch and Royce, everybody.
So let's move on. Marie, you want to move on?
I mean, you know, or don't. If you're busy.
Yeah, if you're busy.
Yeah, you know, like, don't tell us what to do.
Yeah, we don't want to inconvenience you.
Yeah, but if you have some time.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Out.
It'd be great. You know, if you're gardening or mowing.
We don't want to put pressure on it. You know, we want to make it like one of those weird things.
No, you say no press? Hashtag no press?
Hashtag no press.
Good.
Hashtag
is that
no
a thing
press.
Now?
No, it's not. We just
it
made
is
it up.
Now.
I mean,
because
we just
the
made
fucking
it.
Trendsetters and tippoches. Now it is.
Indeed. Well, I know you guys have heard us talk about. The detriments
balls.
Of having children, but
never
here's,
heard of it.
Here's a plus.
I heard
of,
it was just nothing but
kid.
Joys and nothing but, you know, there's no pitfalls to it.
No, none at all.
Is this leading up to like a gorilla getting shot?
No, it's not. It's leading up to a 7-year-old who punches
God willing.
Who punches a suspect in a GameStop robbery.
What? Oh, nice.
Indeed. Two masked armed men rob a GameStop in Silver Spring, Maryland. A 7-year-old customer.
I'll punch you in the face if you don't get off the shed. Now get off the shed.
A 7-year-old customer at the store tries to fight back against the suspects by punching them.
Uh-huh.
GameStop has been in the news a lot lately.
Now what's GameStop?
John.
GameStop is a place that people on the internet like to talk shit about because they don't know how else to sell their games.
So Reddit?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
As the CEO confirmed new PS4 and Xbox One hardware for E3 2016. I don't know what I just read.
Yeah, so there was a lot of E's and 4's
what,
and
John,
PS's.
What did I just say?
E3 is a gaming convention for all the new games that are coming out in the coming years, or
not to
the
be
end
confused
of this year.
With EC3, who is the current TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
Completely different person.
Or C3PO.
Or E40, who's a rapper.
That's correct. Don't confuse
or E
it.
Equals MC yeah. Squared.
Those of you familiar, C3PO was built by Anakin Skywalker, and E40 is the one of the originators of the hyphy sound.
So we're doing pretty good so
far.
These
are all things that are different.
These are things. You're right.
You're right. They are things. So what happened at this rap convention?
However, the latest development that has put the gaming retail giant in the public spotlight has little to do with actual video games. Two armed suspects robbed a GameStop store in Silver Spring, Maryland during the robbery. One of the suspects was punched repeatedly by a 7-year-old boy.
You just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
As seen by the store surveillance footage, two men, both wearing masks, enter the store and demand everyone to back against the wall. The boy defies the order.
I believe I have a quote here. They said, open the door, get on the floor, everybody walk the dinosaur.
Wait.
I believe is what they said when they walked in.
So wait a minute. This was in Silver Springs, Maryland?
Indeed. Yes.
So the headline should have rang, two guys from Baltimore drove 20 minutes to rob a GameStop. That's what it
basically,
should
yeah. 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 I used to live in that area. That's exactly that area.
Probably.
How do you know Baltimore, D.C.?
Dude, that was where I picked up. Dude, do you remember the Christy Hamill? Do you remember the wedding that was to go up against the Kardashians' wedding? I don't know if you guys are a part of this. Do you remember the reality TV show level wedding of Maryland that Chris Hamill is a part of?
No, we couldn't go. We got the invite, but we couldn't make it.
Wait, oh, you guys were there.
You went to Hammy's wedding?
No, we didn't.
Hammy's wedding? We didn't.
You guys weren't there.
We did not go to Hammy's
wedding. We couldn't
wedding.
Make it. We didn't go because we didn't believe the marriage was going to work out, and she was a dinosaur. But however,
you did give him a gift though.
Yeah,
of course
the
we did.
The gift of friendship.
No, you gave him an actual gift. Oh.
I believe we did.
Yes, we did. We sent him a gift.
Yeah, he gave
I
him
remember
a gift horse.
When he told me what your gift was and like what it was worth. And I remember at the time I was doing all right. So I believe I gave him in cash like probably $5 over what your gift
you
was
mother,
worth.
Yeah, exactly. You motherfucker.
No, Dutch was there for that.
I did the same thing.
I think Dutch was there for that because we pulled out cash and we were like, cash money, baby.
How much did Royce and Marie give? All right, here's a... $2 more. Keep the change.
Did the last five? Did you put it in the pocket and go, "Hey, that's for you."
But that was the wedding that, in fact, that Uncle Eddie thought he was going to bang my wedding date.
Oh, really? How are they still doing radio? Ham radio?
Oh my God! You guys weren't there for that. That was
no,
the whole
no,
thing.
No.
It was so much
no,
fun.
But we talked about it on the Fifth Circle
because I basically just got my date from a friend who was like, "Yeah, no, this chick saw you on Facebook and she'll bang you. Cool." And she became my date. And
did you
Uncle
bang her?
Eddie just spent the whole weekend trying to bang her. I banged her when my flight took down. Like, I hit the ground, went to my hotel. She met me at the hotel, and I fucked her the day before the wedding.
Nice.
I
just
fucked her.
Get out of the way.
When we got to the wedding, we were already, super relaxed.
Wait, hold on.
What did we order for food? I don't even remember.
You hadn't met her prior, in person?
No, that was a friend that just hooked us up.
Oh, nice.
My friend, friend of mine, Dana, hooked me up with another friend, Dana.
Carvey.
They were both named Dana.
White.
But they both hooked me up. One was a dancer that I used to have some stuff with back in the day.
Private dancer?
And then, I guess her husband, she and her husband were in, an open relationship.
Dancer for money?
So she introduced me to her husband at the time's girlfriend.
Okay.
She went to the wedding with me and we banged and it was great. And Uncle Eddie spent the whole time and we're like, that's great. We already fucked.
Did Uncle Eddie tell super edgy jokes and then heavy breathe for most of the show? I mean, wedding?
I just totally am bringing remembering
use the
now
word
that
cunt,
you,
but he doesn't need to and that kind of thing.
I'm just now remembering that you assholes weren't there. I thought you were there for that.
I was going to say, how hammered were you throughout that entire weekend if you don't even remember if they were or weren't there?
It was a combination. You were just talking to someone that looked like Royce.
It was a combination of being hammered and just having my balls drained on the reg that whole week. It was
nice.
I was literally dizzy.
Also, anyone related to More Like Radio just assumes Royce and I were there anyways.
Yeah, Dutch, you've ever had a girl just suck the cum out of your balls so hard that you're just dizzy afterwards?
Oh, dude, I've had it
kind of
work.
And you're literally people are handing you things and you're signing them you think it's an autograph. You don't even know what's going on. You're cool, bro. Great. I'm glad you could come out tonight. And they're this isn't an MLR live event.
Yeah, that you're
you're at a wedding and you're
bar
oh, cool.
Tab. That's all that is.
Yeah, you're oh, I didn't know what that was. I don't know what's going on. It's cool. Great. I'm dizzy. I'm tired.
Uncle Eddie, don't you mean King K. Rool Royce? Wow, Uncle Eddie really did look like the bad guy from Donkey Kong. Someone pull a picture of King K. Rool.
He looked like he was
Mal, put a picture of King K. Rool in the chat.
No, because I do remember that there was like they started doing couples dancing later on the wedding, and he was just throwing barrels down on everybody. It was
you're right.
Very offensive.
It was.
It wasn't appropriate.
Is that show still on, though? Does anyone know for real?
I have no idea. And there's no way to find out.
I'm not going to Google it.
I remember, though, he was hitting on my date, and I do remember that even the ham
radio...
I remember the ham radio guys even were embarrassed on his behalf. They were all at our table, and they were like, this is just not going well.
Was he trying too hard?
He was really, like, he was like, yeah, this, like... Because I told the whole gimmick, like, when we got there, I'm like, yeah, this chick's just a friend of a friend. Like, she just decided to be my date. They didn't know we banged already, so he thought she was just wide open. And she was just like, yeah, okay. Like, everything he threw her away, she was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. It's fine. I'm still going to suck his dick later. This is really weird.
Mom sues Target over hazardous giant red balls outside of store.
Oh, God.
All right, now, you guys, hold on. You guys have all have a Target
by
you,
right? First of all, can I just say,
if you call it Target, I'll punch you. Fuck!
Because, like, you know, because the French own it. And they're like, you know, they say like, sure, sure.
That's one of those things Royce that wants, really wants, makes me mad. I know. Anyone who says Target, I'm saying, I always say, I'm like, if you want our friendship to stay intact, you'll stop doing that because I will stop calling.
Royce wants to leave the building right now. And we're longtime friends, and he's looking at me right now like, this could be over.
Before he said it, I saw, that's what you see,
you
right?
Knew that.
I looked in his eyes, and he was like, oh, I know what I'm going to do here.
We're really going to piss everybody on the show off.
He doesn't want to be my friend. I have to watch his dog next week. He might still end our friendship and figure out somebody
else. I'll figure
something
else out. Mom sues Target over hazardous giant red balls outside of store. So you know, you guys have a Target by you, I'm assuming, and you know those red balls they have in front of the store.
Oh, like
yeah, I will stop say people this. From going up on the curb.
Right,
I won't shop there though.
The concrete
it's like
ones,
huge concrete balls, basically that are painted red.
Yeah,
a New Jersey mom is hitting Target right where it hurts with a $1.6 million lawsuit that claims her son was seriously injured while playing on one of those large red concrete balls that are situated outside of many of its stores. In her Brooklyn federal court suit filed Tuesday, Venus Costello
sorry, you go ahead.
Says the oversized round balls are nuisances that attract children to play on top of them like her own son, Vince. Vince, who was 5 at the time, was on top of one of the balls outside of Jersey City Target when he fell off of it in September. He shattered his right elbow and had to undergo surgery to install metal pins.
Jesus.
According to the family's lawyer, Frank Andrea, the boy may have permanent problems with his range of motion down the road, the suit says. The boy,
I believe it because 5-year-old boys love getting
stupid
hurt.
As shit.
They can't get hurt quick enough. Like it's like, okay, I'm better from the last one. Let me go get hurt.
Because
I have nephews around that age, and that's all they do.
I've got a rule about this. If let's say I'm the father, and let's say that Dutch is my son, and Dutch hurts himself at a store, I think that when I sue a store and I go, this was my son, look at him, what a fucking beautiful, you know, example of machismo, and you're ruining it. Like, the burden of proof should be on you
machismo?
To prove.
Machismo?
That's like machismo.
Yeah, it's sort of, but it's like slightly different, right?
But I think the burden of proof should be on the plaintiff to go, my son was going to be something great. I don't think you should just fucking give you money based on your kid might have been. Because the odds are your kid wasn't going to be fucking great. Most people aren't great. So if, unless you have some kind of like proven track record, my kid's a fucking quarterback.
I'm just surprised.
He's an ace.
I'm surprised someone didn't shoot and kill the red ball. Like, just immediately just shoot it and kill it.
Or I'm surprised.
When you see a 5-year-old get hurt.
If it's that obvious, then why aren't more kids just shattering their feet? Like, I know as a kid, if I saw that ball, I'd be like, watch this.
I don't know why. Because most parents, when they go into something like Target or Walmart or whatever, know that they got to keep a handle on their kids. This dumb mother obviously couldn't do that.
Yeah, most people, when they're at a Target or, like, I don't know, a zoo in Cleveland. The point is I think that you should pay attention to your kids.
Yeah.
I feel really bad. I really feel bad for that.
I don't even know who this one guy is. I Googled Target Red Ball. Sorry, Target Red Balls. And there's this one guy who keeps appearing in every Google image search where he's doing something stupid to the red ball to take a picture. I don't know if you noticed all the ones that I posted
his
in the
chat.
His
name is America the Guy.
Do you actually?
It's just cheesy, like Photoshop. I don't. What's the point?
I don't know. I really don't know.
What are you doing?
All right, Marie. Next story. Hit it.
Next story.
And boom, go.
I'm still in the red ball.
And you're behind. Go. And you're already holding everybody.
You're live.
Okay.
And we're
okay.
Live.
Okay. I got one. I got one. I got one.
Three,
I got one.
Two,
I got one. I got one.
Go.
I got one. I got one.
Take it away, Tom.
Oh, okay. Disaster.
And you're blowing it.
Sorry. Disaster, colon. Harambe the gorilla mauled by Cecil the lion in Animal Heaven.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This is a parody site, obviously, but I thought it was funny.
It is a parody. So everyone knows what happened with Harambe the gorilla over the weekend.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have no idea about Harambe the gorilla?
I'm not even doing this as a bit. I have no idea what you're talking about.
A 5-year-old kid fell in the Cleveland Zoo, fell into this Harambe gorilla.
Cincinnati zookeeper.
Immediately following his accident at the Target, he went to the zoo to cheer up, and he fell into a fucking...
Jesus.
It's a different
guy. He had a bad day.
But then a 5-year-old kid fell inside the gorilla exhibit, and they...
At first, the gorilla looks like he's protecting the kid. He kind of hovers over him. Then he, like, pulls his pants up, and then he holds his hand. And then something spooked
the
gorilla.
Why does the gorilla have pants on?
No. The child.
Okay, I was kidding.
And then something spooked the gorilla, and the gorilla thought, I'm going to move this kid to the back of the cage, probably to protect the kid. But the gorilla's going at, like, 50 miles an hour and yanks the kid across, like, super-duper fast. And at that point, they're like, God, we got to kid the gorilla before
starts kid starts, like, hydroplaning.
They killed the gorilla.
And they killed the 17-year-old gorilla.
They didn't trank it. They didn't do it. They killed it because piece of shit mom. And by the way, they say the reason the gorilla lost its shit was because the people were screaming.
What did they do with the gorilla's pants?
No, there's the gorilla didn't have pants. The child had pants.
I'm very confused about the pants thing.
No, but
Wait, did the gorilla hike the kid's pants up or the kid hike his own pants up?
The gorilla hiked the kid's pants up.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
I was thinking a joke. Like, that's okay.
Yeah, no,
it was McGilla Gorilla and he had pants on. Yeah.
The gorilla's like, who? What are these pants doing? But no, they didn't trank the gorilla because they were afraid that the trank wouldn't sedate.
Well, yeah, tranquilizer darts, especially with a gorilla that big, they
indeed.
Don't
tranquilizer
like,
medicine.
Effect, like, right
both
away.
Of you at the same time.
No, everyone just talk. It's fine. It's perfectly great. We've only been
both of you
one.
Get the gorilla.
So
joke out.
Basically.
No, they thought that it wouldn't fall asleep fast enough and the child was in danger, so they shot it point blank.
They should not have shot the goddamn gorilla.
Okay.
So everyone is completely upset at the parents.
I'm upset at the parents.
Wait, how did the parents
I'm more upset at the parents.
Wait, who shot the gorilla?
The gazoo keepers.
The gazoo keepers. Okay, so why did the gazoo keepers shoot... Why would anybody be mad at the parents? They're freaking out because they lost their kids in the fucking
We're
pen.
Mad at the parents for letting the kid go into the gorilla exhibit.
But a gorilla clearly had pants on and was agitated.
Or they just let him in.
No, the kid was... The parents were not paying attention long enough for the kid to climb over the railing.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And that's why we're mad that the gorilla had to die because these fucking parents.
Yeah, and because he had pants on.
Indeed.
Well, he had loose pants.
Do you want to just pull up the video of the situation so that Joel knows?
Somebody videoed it?
Oh, that's, it was a video. That was the whole thing.
Yeah, a video phone. It was vertical.
Guys, I've been off of social media the last couple of days. I don't know anything about this fucking story.
Obviously, the memes are flying around about this Harambe, the gorilla.
Yeah, somebody made a fake news story that said a child was going on the stage during a gorilla's concert. Entire band had to be killed. So that one's one that's and they did a Star Wars one with a Rangor pit. Jedi falls into Rangor pit. Rangor has to be killed to save Jedi.
But yeah, if you feel like playing the video, we can. But or do you want me to just read this joke article?
Oh, do whatever you want. I don't care.
Actually, I want to hear the news story and then we can go to the joke article.
Can you pull it up, Riz?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wasn't ready for it, but all right.
Can someone pull up the video for Royce?
I thought you already had it. I apologize.
No, I only had the joke one, but since you didn't know about the story, now we have to go back and watch the actual story for you to get the joke.
Oh my God, is he standing over the kid?
Yeah, he's protecting. He's standing.
Back up. I think he's trying to
my God, look at that gorilla just murdering that kid.
This isn't adjusting the pain.
Terrifying. Mom's in the background just praying.
Yeah, by the way, instead of praying, my mom should be watching her kids.
There's a zoo worker.
There's a zoo worker with a rifle.
I'm just trying to fast forward.
Did they show the shooting?
No, no.
They probably don't. No, and
they don't because the gorilla had run to the back where you can't see, like, you know,
like in the back,
the other side of the enclosure.
There were a lot of articles that cut off the video before the gorilla actually ran the kid to the other side to make it seem like that the gorilla was just standing over the kid. But really, they shot him after he, like, yanked the kid and ran across.
He did grab the kid and just kind of bolt. Like,
he doesn't understand.
Like, it's a baby gorilla. Like, okay, cool. I'll just yank you and run. And, like,
yeah, our bone structure can't take that kind of shit like their bone structure can.
Yeah, they have a lot more muscle.
But then again,
any injuries to the stupid kid?
A case can be made also that...
By the way, somebody has a picture of Harambe with a...
Harambe.
With Harambe with a graduation cap that says, this is the picture of Harambe Fox News doesn't want you to see.
And it's him wearing a graduation cap.
But I mean, like it's when you can see clearly, too, the one he runs away with the kid, it's because the whole crowd is shrieking and there's babies.
Exactly.
Yelling. Like, everybody's like, let's make this a thing. And
that seemed like a long time before the zookeepers got in.
Yep.
Yeah, but also seems like, I don't know, a very quick time.
Well, they were
time
probably also trying to assess the situation.
It was also a very quick time for some dumb bitch's kid to get into that fucking cage.
Hmm.
So, anyways, that's what happened. Everyone is all like, don't kill the lion or the gorilla. But A, the parent should have been watching the kid. I don't even like zoos in the first place. Why are we keeping animals captive?
Hey, next let's go to the prison and watch them.
Everybody's been all, don't kill the gorilla ever since Ferguson. The point is that people, if you're out there doing things like this, just keep an eye on your kids. That's all. I guess what we're trying to say here at More Like Radio.
Next story here. He got killed and he got high and
what?
He got high.
Start over.
Here's what happened. An ad kept
coming. I just threw everybody off with that. Everybody's like, Jesus.
An
Christ.
Ad kept coming up and
so
covering up.
So you don't want to hear the joke?
No. An ad kept coming up and covering up what I was trying to read. He got high and killed his wife. A lawsuit claims edible marijuana is to blame. Kristen Kirk's last moments were a harrowing collision of terror and confusion. Her husband Richard had burst through the door, ranting about the end of the world. He began climbing in and out of the first floor window, lying on the bedroom floor and asking for someone to kill him. Then he retrieved the pistol from his safe. He's taking the gun out, Kristen, 44, told the Denver 9/11 dispatcher. I don't know where to go, Richard said. Please stop, please stop, please stop. With her three young children cowering nearby, a single shot rang out, killing her instantly.
Oh, man.
Richard Kirk, 49, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder, but now another potential culprit has arisen. Kirk's children have filed the nation's first wrongful death lawsuit against recreational marijuana company, claiming their father ate a pot-laced Karma candy, orange, ginger, and Tootsie Roll-like chew and triggered this. April 14, 2014 shooting, the maker of the candy, Gaia's Garden LLC, and its distributor, Nutritional Elements, Inc., both of Denver, stand accused of failing to warn customers that edibles could lead to paranoia, psychosis, and hallucinations.
Oh, weird. Okay, so that was in two. That was right when the law first got passed in Colorado.
Correct.
I mean, anytime you go to any of these things, they have so many warning labels, and it's probably because of this.
The packaging and labeling for the potent candy contain no directions, instructions, or recommendations respecting the product's proper consumption or use. Said the lawsuit filed in May in Denver District Court. The edible producers negligently, recklessly, and purposefully concealed vital dosage and labeling information from their actual and prospective purchase, including Kirk, in order to...
Well, you got to have dosage. You can't just be like, okay, this one's 100 milligrams or it's 5.
Even dog treat makers, it says, including ingredient lists, recommended amounts and warnings. The lawsuit is indicative of a maturing industry, experts said. Pot companies are now seen as big enough to sue. Earlier this year, the weed business was shaken by another first, a product liability suit aimed at Cannabis Corp for using pesticides that allegedly emitted hazardous chemicals when burned. The company denied allegations. This is a part of marijuana.
It's not my brother's company.
Yeah. This is all part of marijuana moving out of the shadows, said Kamen, a professor of the University of Denver who specializes in marijuana law and policy. It's growing pains when you see a street drug dealer near you. But, okay, do you really think that the edibles is why he killed his wife, though?
I mean, by the way, what street
some people
dealers
don't react well on that shit, man.
What street dealers are standing in the corner like, yeah, you got, I got these gummy bears that have weed. Shut up.
I've done edibles, and I've never wanted to kill anybody. I mean, have you, Merch?
Right. No, but, some, dude, you're not
there's
anybody.
There's no street-level dealers selling edibles or, like...
Yeah.
Like, I have wax, but I have to go through ridiculous loopholes
right.
to get wax. Like,
I don't know what... That was the opinion of one dumb professor. I don't know why they were even tied him into this story at all.
But it's like I'm smoking medical-grade wax now, and it's just like the edibles. There's no guy standing on a corner in front of a middle school being like, hey, kid, you want to eat these gummy bears?
Here's why
like, stop!
I hate lawsuits like anybody else, but those three kids were in the room and watched their mother get gunned down, and now their father obviously is going to be serving the rest of his life in jail.
Right, but my point is...
They need to make money somehow.
Do you think it's the edibles that did it, though? I mean, I know they need to make money somehow, but is it fair to sue a fucking company and then ruin their company because they need to make money
Is there anything
somehow?
More about, like, what he... Because obviously
all it says is there's a lot of
something.
All it says is Colorado edible pot market makes up the 45% of the state industry.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe somebody, you know, is smoking wax or has wax. Maybe somebody has a lot of wax that's coming from a place that's not here.
It says the lawsuit says that the candy Richard Kirk ate that night of shooting contained more than 100 milligrams of THC.
Yeah, that's fucking...
But toxicology reports showed that the concentration of THC in his blood was much less than that, than half the legal limit.
Is this the weed that's supposedly alleged?
So he could have driven, it says here, that THC in his blood was less than half the legal limit that qualifies as stone driving.
Well, dude, some people like can smoke a ton... And have no problem with it.
Yeah, some people can do that.
Like me, I have a half a hit and I lose my goddamn mind.
Yeah, but there are some people that can drink. You know what I mean? There's a case that can be made that some people can drive at 1.18.
Yeah, you don't see the alcohol.
You know what I mean?
Company.
Like guys like me and Dutch could probably operate an 18-wheeler,
right?
Hammered. Like other people would go, I don't know how to do this. Dutch and I would back an 18-wheeler into a small regular garage in a regular house.
Let me put it this way. I drove in a panel van from Heston, Kansas, where I was going to college, back to Colorado for a ski trip during our break. And between me and two friends, we finished a 30 rack and like a handle of Jack while we were driving.
I've driven
and
drunk.
We all took turns.
I have driven drunk from North Carolina all the way to Florida. I've never made a New York to Florida trip, but I can say this. I've done the New York to North Carolina trip, and I've done the North Carolina to Florida trip. Fucking hammered. So, like,
but we can handle it because we're alcoholics. The difference is, trying to say, this guy has probably never had it before, and he had a bad fucking reaction. You know how it is. Like,
this says here, prosecutors contend that Kirk killed his wife as a result of increasing marital stress. Not consuming marijuana.
But that's the whole thing.
They had problems.
You can, and that's the thing. Like, you, Dutch, you can, you're not a big weed guy anyway, right?
I'm very sensitive to it. And
so,
for the sake of argument, Kelsey and Pepper in a weird weed thing.
So, for the sake of argument, you could come home and find out some terrible news and just murder Kelsey and the kid. Like, and it would probably be unrelated to the weed. But let's say some gummy bear weed things. Now, I'm saying, just like this guy, your first step would be hire a lawyer, and the lawyer, he's going to move in and go, well, you never had edibles before. So I'm saying, like, he's doing what you would do in that case where it's like you know what? Weed. He never touched weed before. He's fucking crazy on the weed. And you would act all like, I don't know, that weed stuff. It's crazy.
Here's the thing is like,
it's what we do.
You want to know what's actually, I think, what's actually going on here? Is he obviously is going to be in jail the rest of his life. And his kids, how old are they? Did they say their ages? They don't have... Both the parents are now gone. So I think they're doing that, and he's probably complying, you know, just saying, oh, yeah, it was the weed. So his
the children,
kids
the children,
something.
The children are now 9, 13, and 15.
Jesus Christ. That's hard. Dude, that's hard.
It's sad, but honestly, I think they were having fun.
It has nothing to do with the pot. We know that, obviously. Yeah. Whatever.
It's. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, if
he has a weak constitution, and he probably had issues with his wife, and then he probably thought about. You know, like we all kind of think about hurting or killing or sort of like hoping somebody maims or significant other every once in a while.
This was already going to.
He actually acted on it.
This was already going to happen. He snapped, just like I was saying in a scenario where you snapped, but you'd be smart enough to hire a lawyer and go, I'm not used to those pot edibles. Can we make that? Like, you'd get a lawyer that would go, yeah, he ate these gummy bears and it weed him and he fucking went crazy. Like, you would do, he's doing the Hail Mary play like any of us would. All right, you know what? I killed this bitch. I fucking had it with life. But you know what? I did do this thing I don't normally do. All right, that's our thing. We're going with that.
So
can't be a thing.
So lawyers do that all the time. They're like, you're giving me a retainer.
Oh, what? I just pulled up.
Let me pass it. I apologize. Hold on. For people who don't know, like I share a screen with Royce so I can see what he's looking at while we're live, so we can have like good communication.
You showed that to me. This is a real thing. I was infuriated.
Yeah, for better or worse. Okay, you guys know the Soda Stream where you can
this
make
can't
your.
Can't be good.
You know,
Mitch right now is having.
Mitch,
a goddamn
can you call
stroke.
In? Mitch,
he
can you
is
call
probably
in?
Probably so mad at this.
So
right
mad
now.
At. This. I want to hear Mitch's take on this because Mitch makes beer, and from what I've heard, pretty good beer, right?
No, that's this fairly... is how Mitch has been making all his beer.
Soda Stream has an instant beer machine.
Mm.
I bet it's delicious. Yes.
Just add water and you can brew beer.
I bet it tastes just like Bud Light.
Oh, God.
Just add water and you can brew beer using SodaStream's beer bar. The latest beverage machine from SodaStream, the makers of the popular countertop carbonators, aims at an adult crowd. Mixes concentrate with freshly carbonated water and will have a glass of beer to drink in seconds. The beer bar is only available in Germany and Switzerland for right now, but SodaStream expects
the two countries that have good beer. Yeah. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, why would... Yeah.
SodaStream expects to launch in other markets by the end of the year. It ships with 1 liter bottle concentrate of light beer called Blondie that yields 3 liters beer that is 4.5% alcohol.
By the way, we're having this in our country. We're the ones, the Americans is the only ones who should have this shit.
By the way, we're launching a computerized holographic version of the blowjob in South America.
Mitch, are you on?
What's the point?
What the fuck? It's not letting me add. I think Mitch is trying to call him, but it's not letting me add him.
Yeah, because he's in one of those places. It's just awful.
Whatever.
Minnesota?
Yeah, it's awful. And I'm going crazy down there by the
way. Has anyone ever tried a soda from SodaStream?
Not really. We bought my mother that a couple of years ago because she's a huge soda fan. She's used it like 5 times.
Is it not good?
It's not good. It carbonates water, but like you have to have the good syrup that actually makes, you know what I mean? Like, The shit that they sell isn't good, and Coke or Pepsi or whatever aren't going to just give up their syrups unless you're like an actual like restaurant or shit.
So I'm going crazy down there by the lake.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not letting me add into group calls. This really is annoying. I was trying to admit he was calling.
Because you know what?
You called me. Because,
I'm going to hang up on you guys.
To be honest, because Skype probably has taste.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just, I'm going to try to fix this real quick.
Skype is being just like us when it comes to this beer bar soda stream thing. It's gross, and let's not acknowledge it.
Right. All right, let's see. Do I have you guys on now?
I was kidding.
There we go.
Yes.
I was totally
all right,
kidding.
Mitch, are you on? God damn it, it's not letting me add
it's Mitch. Because he's going crazy down there by the lake.
Sorry, Mitch, you got to Skype in. Skype in,
no,
Mitch.
No, it was
be
by
easier.
The bar, so you meant Moose Lake.
It's probably Skype. It's probably some sort of update. I apologize.
It's probably something having to do with that fucking goddamn... Can we say this? I know that we're in the same country, but can we consider them a different hemisphere?
Who? Sure. We can call
all
it Canada.
Minnesota and all that shitty area.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Broadband-wise, they might as well be another hemisphere.
Dude, right. it's like Westeros and the Wall.
Exactly. Like, Dutch has good Wi-Fi because he's in... the Midwest, but he's in civilization.
I'm not Midwest. I'm technically in the West,
no, you're,
I think,
you're
right?
In the, no, you're in the Midwest, West, but you're in that part where it's like, oh, it's a hub. Like, people,
right.
You know what I mean?
Denver.
We got to have good internet
right.
there.
Colorado.
Because Colorado, the president might go there. But then they look at Minnesota and they're like, eh, the president's not going there.
unless it's for a stump speech.
The beer bar cares. It says the beer bar is only available in Germany for right now. Of course, saying that you're brewing beer by adding sparkling water to concentrated equates to cooking by microwaving a frozen dinner.
Shit plus shit equals liquid shit.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. It's like when orange juice came in a can from concentrate and you just added water and mixed it together.
It's fucking, it's the tang of beer.
Right.
It's not going to be good.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You big Tang supporter?
I just
Tang is fucking amazing.
I just ruined me and John's friendship. Like, he's like
I have like cans of powdered Gatorade. Instead of just using, like, just like getting ready-made Gatorade, like, I'll pour in scoops into, like.
That was the weirdest line in the sand I've ever seen drawn. Like, John was like, look, bro, I'd rather have you fuck my own mother in front of me. But you will not disrespect.
You
like,
come
he
after
got
my
so, you know, I was like, Tang. And he was like, whoa, 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 buddy. Like,
First of all, John.
John was like, you could disrespect three generations of my family, but you do not bring
Tang. All
right,
Tang here we go, this. Here we go, here we go. Fucking Colorado's going to tell me how a Florida-based drink is better not powdered.
You're right. Oh, hi. Hi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hello, how you doing?
My niece just walked into the door.
Oh, okay.
Say hi,
so
Maddie.
I gotta
come
here. This PC.
Just look into this. Just look at the camera and say hi.
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 Hi. What are we doing? All right, sorry, guys.
Is anybody else thrilled that Sean's not on this episode?
Yep.
All right. So yeah, the soda, the beer, it's got to taste terrible.
What do you mean? I imagine
beer.
That it's going to taste like sparkling bread farts.
Sparkling bread farts.
It's a very good description.
Holy shit.
And I would imagine that tastes good. So
I know, Dutch, now go back to what your stupid analogy
sparkling
was going to be.
Sparkling bread farts.
I lost good. Him I lost him.
Sparkling bread farts does not sound that good. You want help automating more?
It's my favorite thing ever now.
Hi, do you guys have sparkling bread farts on tap? No, we just have PBR. Ew.
I can't imagine instant carbonation would make
it. It's just equal parts, like, beautiful and wonderful and just awful.
Sparkling bread farts.
It's just that instant carbonation, there's something about that can't work for beer.
If you shoot beer into water, that's how it would be described. I'm injecting beer into water. Sparkling
yeah, and by the way,
bread farts.
And by the way, like, people aren't going to, first thing they're going to do is snort the concentrated beer powder. Because that's the first thing I would
fucked
do.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah, just cut the water, man, or the water out. That's the middleman.
You can only develop alcohol through a process. There has to be some sort of an aging or
I don't understand.
A distillery process. You can't just do that through instant carbonation.
Dutch, that is called fermentation, and that's where the farts come into play in the sparkling bread farts.
I can't let this.
So it's basically non-alcoholic beer. It's not alcoholic beer.
That's the bread.
No, there's alcohol in it. What they do is, Dutch, is that they make a regular beer. Then they dehydrate said beer and turn it into a powder.
Then
so
they
it's already
fart
been
into the dehydration.
All the all the carbonation does, and it says it's 4.5% alcohol by volume. So there is alcohol in it. Yeah, it says it.
Maybe I don't know the science as well as I should.
I would love to add Mitch, but
fucking,
the phone's being
my
stupid.
Fucking cup of sparkling bread. Holy shit.
I'm going to Google that to see if it's
a hard time getting past this one.
Mitch, stop calling in with your phone. It's not working. Can you
call
please?
In on Skype, you dumb
Skype
oh,
in.
My God, Mitch, Jesus. Just die already.
God damn it. You and the watch. You get it. You're the keepers of the night watch. We understand.
Seriously.
Fucking crows.
Yep. Google's never done it before. Sparkling bread farts. It's unique. I own it.
Sparkling bread farts. Oh, God, that made me howl. It's the hardest I've laughed in a long time. Because when I think about now beer in general, that's just what that is. It's just sparkling bread farts. All beers are those.
Right.
Oh, God.
But like I said, I assume they just dehydrate the beer. Then the carbonated water added to it just rehydrates it. Think MREs, but for beer. So delicious.
Okay.
Oh, good. Thanks for calling in, Mitch, with your dumb fucking Midwest phone.
Mitch was going to call in, but it's not. No, I know, but Skype
calling,
in.
He's calling in with a fucking mobile service that doesn't connect with Skype in this day and age.
All right. Let's see
I'm
here.
Going crazy down here by the lake.
It says hooks with hidden cameras found in woman's restroom in the Florida Keys. Key West, Florida. Authorities are investigating after hooks with hidden cameras.
I hope it's not even in Key West. I hope it's in like Isla Mirada.
No, well, it says Key West.
It's called Isla Mirada, you pompous idiot.
Yeah, please. All right, you know what? Stop.
Oh, but please.
Authorities are investigating after hooks with hidden cameras were found in a number of public restrooms in the Florida Keys. Multiple media outlets reported Monroe County Sheriff's Department says someone has been putting up cameras in women's bathrooms that look like coat or purse hooks.
It's fucking Key West. What is there, like seven women's bathrooms on that whole island?
Ybor City has like 20 of these things.
I know, seriously, because I've banged people in four of them.
Every couple of years, you hear these kind of stories. Do people find like a new inventive way of doing the whole creep thing?
Multiple media outlets reports. I said a total of three hooks with cameras in three different locations have been found so far in the Upper Keys. According to NBC Miami, the miniature cameras were found at Annie's Beach on May 26th, a Circle K store, and Highway, the women's bathroom at Harry's
Park. You catch all the hotties in the bathroom at a Circle K, by the way.
Yeah, man, that's the fucking, it's the bottom of the barrel for like 7-Eleven, man, or Wawa.
That's one thing I've never understood is the watching a girl pee or shit. Like, what does that do for you?
You get
like,
to see
give
the
me
vagina.
An erection. Oh,
yeah.
You can see the vagina anywhere.
No.
Yeah, because I
don't just go around seeing girls' vaginas all over the place.
I can just type it into Google right now. I'm actually looking at a vagina right now.
The point of watching a girl pee or poop? I don't know. Maybe watching a girl pee and poop and imagining it's you they're peeing and pooping on.
Yeah, what have you thought of that?
You're just so unimaginative.
I like how you're saying it as if...
You're so uncreative and unimaginative, Dutch. Why don't you stop being so repressed? What, Dutch? When it comes to sex, you're so Victorian.
He's a prude.
He's a prude. It's true.
You know what? You're right. I need to learn.
It's true.
What's the point of watching them pee and poop? To imagine you're the one they're doing it on. It's a very simple A to B.
It's always different when they don't know that they're being filmed.
It's like when people go, oh, well, what's the point of people taking advantage of these children? I don't know how to fuck a kid, I guess.
That's the end game.
The A to B. I'm pretty sure these guys, what are they doing? They're fucking a kid. They're
You're right.
They're
I
not
do have
really
this
thinking
old...
about the post-fucking the kid part where they're getting fucked to death by a larger adult person. They don't go that far with it. It's just cool. Kid, bang.
Investigators are urging businesses to keep a close eye on their bathroom stalls and report anything that looks strange.
Like a door hook?
Like
a door hook. Yeah, exactly.
Or like anything in a bathroom stall. Like there's nothing. Is there anything going on in a bathroom stall besides peeing and pooping that's not suspicious?
Homeless people brush their teeth there.
No, that's not even suspicious.
What if you just need to wash your hands?
The sheriff's office says the cameras look like white coat hooks. With a very small hole at the top, and you
look like white black guys.
Asian, I forget how it's called.
The investigators.
They look like white coat hooks with a red blinking light on them.
They look like white guys just tapping their foot on your foot, asking you for a blowjob.
And sometimes you can hear it say, a little to the left.
Investigators are urging businesses to keep a close eye out. Anyone who has public restroom on their property needs to check them closely. Yeah.
They originally made the cameras look like syringes, but then they had this problem where people kept trying to use the camera to shoot drugs into their bodies.
You know what?
That only means that there's nobody like maintaining the restrooms, because if you own a business or even if you work somewhere and your job is like in shifts taking care of the bathroom, you're going to notice that there's like a hook that happens to like respawn.
Do you understand
when you
what
do
that, company when
you
said business?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dutch.
I was going to say, nobody maintains their bathroom.
Yeah, they
anywhere,
did.
No
oh,
business
I'm sorry.
At
and
all.
And guess what? Even if you are in a job where they're strict and they do maintain the bathrooms, that's once every 8 hours. Okay. I have overdosed twice in that time frame before.
Right.
So
you're cool.
No, I'm not even. I'm just pointing out that it can be done. So how are you going
to? You're saying that no businesses maintain their bathrooms at all.
I'm joking.
Not
dude.
To the just not like, to the
vast majority.
Strenuous extent.
You still have
Ritz
to explain
Carlton
yourself
does.
As far as powdered Gatorade goes. Mister.
I'm sorry,
you're
John,
talking about a Circle K versus a fucking Ritz
John.
Carlton.
John, hold on. You clean the bathrooms sometimes at the places you've worked at, right?
And they look like shit.
Would you clean the bathrooms as hard as you clean the bathrooms in your house?
I don't understand the question.
Would, like when you clean,
do
the
you
bathroom,
try as hard?
Do you try as hard cleaning the bathrooms at Sports Authority as you do cleaning your own bathroom at your own home?
Yes.
And let's say the jerseys aren't 33% off.
Yes.
Because I'm shitting and pissing in the same toilet.
That's a good point. That's
Thank
his
you,
toilet during the day.
Yeah. Next question.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I have to. Here's the thing, right? I try to shit before work, and there's times I can't. And then there's times that I may do drugs that make you want to shit more.
Right.
And when I have to run to the bathroom, I have stolen the same spray bottle that you see strippers spray the pole with.
Yeah.
I steal that sometimes, like in the middle of the night, and run into the bathroom. I grab their bottle and run.
On a related note, is there anything worse than having to shit right after you take a shower?
Yes.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's probably up there, though.
Yeah, that ruins my day a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of goes up in the, like, dude, I just cleaned the shit out of that butthole.
Like I just did this. Because
if I shower, I'm pretty thorough. About
I think
my
Tosh in his stand up is. Have you ever had the shit after you taking a shower? You might as well go
Tosh
back.
Did a bit about that.
Yeah, you might as well go back to bed because your day's over.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I honestly had no idea.
That's fine. I mean, you're not Amy Schumer.
In fact, he steals enough shit from us. I can steal one line from him that I didn't even know I was stealing.
To answer the bathroom riddle, just make sure you already have a clothes hook in the bathroom stall. That way, it'll be suspicious when another one appears. Now, problem solved.
Yeah, or just have a black person in your bathroom who's always a suspect for everything.
Yeah, because if you have like one, like the metal one there, and then a plastic one against the wall, huh? Interesting. There you go. You just helped all public.
Yeah,
restroom company or whoever
just
has
only,
a public
yeah,
restroom
just
out
the
there.
Black guy. So what are we doing?
I think it's about time. We have to start wrapping up here, guys. I hate to do it.
Okay.
You know what? Let's all blame it on John. We didn't have enough
John,
time.
You should apologize.
John, can you apologize?
Why are we wrapping up 3 minutes
John,
early?
John, can you apologize? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yo, wait, music or no music? Yeah.
I don't have it. Hold on.
Like, I know the show's wrapping up. It was going so smoothly, first hour, second hour, but you know, I happen to like powdered Gatorade, and apparently that's Satan amongst
You're
other people.
Still on this.
You know, yes, I am, because you never gave me your answer, and I'm sorry that you weren't able to give me your answer.
It was. Hold on. Dumb. Time out.
Let him apologize.
What was the dispute in the first place? Do you remember?
You were in mid thought, and then your adorable little niece showed up, and then you took that as an excuse to not answer the question.
Oh, an excuse, or maybe I'm just being.
I think it was an excuse. I think Dutch was being afraidy pants.
She had swatches of collar material, and she asked me which one I wanted to use for my dog, dude.
There are also accusations being made right now that you may or may not love your new dog more than you love your
Kelsey.
100%.
Oh, yes. If gun to my head, choose
I
one of
I was trying
two,
to back him into three. A corner, and he just was like, 100%
you know, what of the time.
He's, so, you know,
dude, Dutch is like the politician that you can't shut down. He's like Trump. Yeah, no, absolutely, without question. I love the dog more than Kelsey. Fuck, we thought we had him.
This is the weirdest John apology I've ever heard.
But I digress. whatever it may be, I am sorry that, you just do not like my powdered beverage taste. And the fact that wherever I work at, I feel that if I must clean that bathroom in the same standards I clean my bathroom.
Maybe you should stop ripping everybody off at all these cons and like stop being Deadpool.
Yeah, John.
He was Deadpool.
Stop stealing that from
everybody.
Like, you know, that would be a big thing.
But wait, John was doing it way before everybody was.
He was doing they're stealing from him.
They're stealing from John.
Way before the movie, way before anything.
Yeah, you should stop ripping off everybody else's gimmick.
But you know what? I'm sorry that I wasn't Deadpool sooner.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Can you say? I really appreciate you going out of your way, and that's really nice, but I still cannot accept. All right. Show over. Thank you for listening. 9 o'clock. Thank you, John. You got us to the, you got us right to the end. Tomorrow, Cousin Joe. Friday.
He's still around.
Oh, yeah, he is. He is. But check out, just go to Molly Grady and check out all the shows. How about that?
Is he still doing that prank calling thing? Yeah.
Monday, we're going to be doubling up.
It's 3 hours of. Okay.
Don't be mean. I love Cousin Joe.
I do too, but it's 3 hours of.
I love him like family.
All right, we're out of here. Give me a back rub. Oh, I mean to say bitch. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Take that back. I ain't talking about bitch. I'm okay. I'm sorry. I'm okay. Okay. I started out alone because my baby mama left me. Now there's nobody at home. Beginning to feel like Mrs. Jackson done got cloned. Where there's some real shit and I'm living it through this song. I'm moving vehicles with my family as I slept out on the sofa in the boom boom boom. I woke up very upset. I throw the covers back and peep out through the draperies. My daughter, my baby mama all escaping me. Like a when the wind she was my friend, like Princess died before she died. Therefore we try to try again. But in the end you pay attention to the pluses, but the minuses behind it make it seem like you can't win. Hold your neck out. Hold your back out. Hold your neck out. Hold your back out. Hold your neck out.